Good evening, Good evening, good evening to each and every one of you. Thank you for listening in to the weekly Monday night Avon Motivational Radio Show. And as always, we have something fabulous planned for you. And I'm so happy we have a great speaker this evening. I know that this is a hard time for everyone because this is the day that we place our orders, and I know we had some phenomenal orders that we put in today. So without any delay, I'm going to see if our I see our guest on the I don't see her on yet. So we'll just shoot the breeze just a little bit until she comes on. I hope, you know, this is the end of our cycle as it relates to the campaign period. You know, we go from campaign 8 to campaign 7. So, you know, you still got a couple more days. You want to add on to your orders to reach that level of President's Club or Honor Society. You still have another couple of days. Don't forget, this is double dollars, which is absolutely phenomenal. If you haven't taken advantage of the new incentive in terms of the new, look in your back office, order that one of those incentives, was it 1, 2, or 3, it's double dollars. That may be what you need to take you to the next level. So I see that our guest is on the line, Michelle. So let me plug her in. Just 1 second. Michelle?
Yes, hi.
Can you hear me? Good, good.
Yes, hi, how are you?
I'm doing very well. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
Oh, I'm so glad to have you on the radio show. We actually did not personally meet. You were referred to me by Maria Rivera, who is my my district manager, and she had such wonderful things to say about you and the things that you do for your customers. And
thank you.
And that's the topic we're going to have today, about customer service.
Great.
Before we begin, Michelle, can you just give your complete name and then tell us a little bit about your Avon journey?
Sure. My name is Michelle Reichner, and I live in Suffern, New York, Rockland County. I started my business January was the beginning of my fourth year. I started in September of 2008, soon after my father passed away. My girlfriend in Queens at the time was saying, oh, you should join Avon. You're so good. You know a lot of people. And I basically just joined to just keep her quiet, and I never knew that it would take me to where I am today.
Wow. So how many years is that in total you've been doing it?
January was the start of my fourth year.
Unbelievable. Simply amazing. And my understanding, what the key to your success is those little nicety things, the things that you take the time out to do for your customers. So can you tell us, you know, the listening audience, some of the little nicety things that you do for your customers?
Sure. First, I'm a very big gift giver. With every order, every customer since I started my business has gotten a gift from me. So, example, if the customer perhaps placed a $60 or more order, I judge it with 10%. So I would give a full-size hand cream or footwork product. Mm. If there was a $20 order and 10% would be like the $2.99 items. I do that, and they love them. They're like, thank you for the gifts. It was so nice of you. And I also do, around holiday time, I buy those clear treat bags you buy in the AC Moore or Walmart or Michael's, and I fill them with candy. And now for Easter, I have the plastic Easter eggs filled with 3 Hershey Kisses in each of those.
Wow, that's amazing.
And
okay. Also,
I went to AC Moore and I bought those plastic trays and they say thank you. And I make my own chocolate, and I do that sometimes. Instead of giving a gift, I give the homemade chocolates.
Wow, that is that's absolutely phenomenal. And I like the idea that you give, you take 10% of the sales and you reinvest it. Whatever amount the person wants to do, you come up with a formula, and then you reinvest in your products and you give it to your customer. And one of the reasons why I particularly like that, because, you know, in like a hand cream, you may have given them a hand cream, they never even thought to buy it. They now use it, they become a lover of that particular item, and now that's on their shopping list for you for the next order.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, Pat, that it gives the customer a chance to try something new if they never purchased it before. And my belief is you have to spend money and it will eventually come back to you.
You're so right. You're so right about that. What do you do around the like for Mother's Day? You do anything special during the Mother's Day holiday?
No, I do the same things. I'm actually like doing quite a few events in the spring. So I always have a raffle. Actually, Friday and Saturday of this week, I'm going to be hosting a grand opening in Weight Watchers Center. So I have a nice raffle basket I organized. And but not so much Mother's Day, like spring events I'm doing, like for my son's school, a yard sale.
Let's get back a little bit with the the gift basket, the raffle thing. How does that really work?
What I do is I put a few items together just so they can sample the Avon products, a lip balm, a hand cream. And when I do these events, I have a contact form. I have the people fill out the form, and this way I have their contact information after the event, so I can call them up and say, oh, would you like to place an order? Perhaps would you like to join my team? So instead of just like the little keep that coupon ticket, I have their contact information with their email and phone numbers. So that's what you do. By next to the raffle, you have these slips of paper, and you have them fill it out. So this way you have the information.
That's an excellent idea. You've been in business for 4 years. Approximately how many customers do you have, you think you have to date?
I know more or less how many I have each campaign. My numbers have increased where this past campaign I had 33 customers.
Wow.
And campaign 5 I had 42.
Wow.
The key is to have a lot of customers because not everybody will order every campaign.
This is true.
So this way you have a lot and you hope to always increase your customer base. But I have a lot. I just don't know exactly how many, but I know how many I have per campaign.
Well, let me ask this question for my, listening audience. So we all know that not everyone orders every campaign. And I think one of the challenges that we have is that when a customer misses maybe one or two campaigns, how do you stay connected or how do you reconnect with that customer? I know there's many people who are listening to the radio show right now are wondering, how do you reconnect with your customers?
Of course, there's circumstances where I can't drive around and give a book, let's say, every campaign, but I try to do it. If I didn't get to them for one or two campaigns, I definitely do it within, like, the third campaign. And follow-up is the key with the business as well. So if you haven't heard from them and you dropped off a book, a follow-up is the key.
So you physically go to each. So if you haven't heard from a customer, because I want to make sure my the people who are on the radio listening understand that. If you have a customer you have not seen, let's say for within a month, you would pay that customer a visit. That's what you would do.
I usually just keep dropping brochures off. And remember, I Rockland County, I drive around a lot because I don't set limits to, I drive everywhere.
Wow.
So I could be in the car for 3 hours driving.
Wow. Wow. Are you doing Avon full time?
I do it full time. I'm very lucky. I can make this my full time job. And it takes a lot of time, but to be one of the top sellers, you really have to devote your time. And I'm sure people working full-time, they can do it also.
Not that, everybody is different, and we should not compare ourselves to one person, versus another person. But just out of curiosity, what is your average sale, a campaign?
$600. Always, like, since I started, they've always been in the hundreds, always. I've never missed an order, and I've always placed an order on time, and they're always in the hundreds.
You said something that was very important. You said you always place an order on time. Michelle, why is that so important? I've gotten customers because the rep that they had did not place their orders on time. Why is that important?
It's important because people are ordering these products and expect them to receive them in a timely manner. And just to be a top seller, you need to always order books and always place on time. And I believe that it is your business, and you have to take it very seriously.
I'm glad you said that, because it amazes me the number of representatives who come and go. Some stay, some don't. And they don't take this business as a real business, a business where you can make an income like yourself. You're doing it full time. I'm doing it full time. And I don't know about you, but I set a schedule. Do you set a weekly schedule, Michelle? And if you do, what does that schedule look like?
Well, since I've had more orders, like this past campaign, like today, I stayed in and finished organizing the bags because you're ahead of me. So I just received my campaign 6 order recently. And like this week, I'm basically driving around and making my delivery orders.
Mm-hmm.
And I always, before the orders are due, I always spend time following up with the customers. I keep a log of every brochure I give out.
What do you mean? I'm sorry. Can you explain that?
I keep a log. So for every customer who receives a brochure, I write the date I gave them the brochure, and then I call them up before the order is due as a follow-up call.
That's an excellent idea. So not only do you give a catalog to a person willy-nilly, but you also follow up with that customer, see how they come along with placing the order with the book in which you give them. That's an excellent idea.
And I also do, it takes a lot of time, but that's why I love doing what I do, Pat. I also take a post-it note, and on every brochure, I also write the due date. So this is for my customers who I've established a good rapport with, and I write the due date, so they know already, like, when to call me.
Okay. And when you ask them, when your due date, I know that for most of the people who are listening to the call right now, their due date was today at noon. Do you tell your customers to have their books, their orders for you on the Monday, which is today, at noon, or do you tell them to place the order, the due date is either at Friday, that Saturday, or that Sunday.
Right, that's Sunday in your case because your orders are due Monday. So
right.
I would write, like, the posting note, like, due 3/18. That's what I would do because my orders are due Tuesday, so I always write the Monday's date.
Okay.
And I give a time. Like I say, I'm putting my orders in by 10 p.m.
Okay. This way, by 10 p.m. on the day before you place your order, you already have a good sense of what your customers want by a certain time.
Yes. So it gives them an entire day to still think about placing the order with me.
That's
so
a very good
So I give
support.
Them a time and the and the due date.
And what else? What are some of the other things that you do during the week? So we know that when the orders come in week, you go and you go visit with your customers and you deliver the products. What do you do on the weeks that you don't have an order? And you know you're trying to give out the book. How do you schedule your week that during that week?
Since I'm home. And I have all day because my son doesn't come home from school until 4. Every day I tie in with my Avon business. So I basically, in my travels within Rockland County, I drop brochures off here. Or if I'm going shopping, I always have a brochure with me. So I'm tying in my day, my Avon business, wherever I go. So I don't say, okay, today I'm going out. I just, wherever I am at the time.
And
that makes sense.
No. You're making your gas work for you.
Oh, boy,
with your daily chores, and you're opening your mouth every time you come in for contact with a potential customer, which is what we all should do. Absolutely. So I get
I tie in my errands, like for my customers, I send them goodie packages, so I have to like go to the post office for that.
I'm gonna stop you right there. So for your customers who are e-customers, you also go the extra mile by sending them goodie packages. Now, what would if I'm your one of your e-customers? What would I expect from you in the mail? What kind of goodie package would you send?
You would get a current brochure and samples because e-customers usually do not receive any samples of any kind, and I give a thank you note. I write, oh, thank you for your business, and a gift with them, a gift with the samples and the note.
Wow. Now, you do that same 10% situation when you send the gift out?
I try to. Like, one, I have a very good customer in Long Island, so I just kind of, maybe it's not 10%, it could be a piece of jewelry. Like, my cousin in California, she loves purple, so I once got her a purple watch.
Okay, uh-huh.
So it might not be, like, as small as the 10%. It might be something a little bigger.
Uh-huh. Well, that's absolutely amazing. So I stopped you there. So that was one of the things you do. You go to the post office. You mail off the little goodie bags.
Right.
What else do
yeah.
you do for in terms of customer service?
For customers, I'm big on saving them money because we know the brochures go back for 2 campaigns.
Yes.
And I always tell my customers it's more important that they save an extra dollar than for me to earn an extra dollar because we're getting the percent anyway.
Oh.
So that I'm big on that from day one. And knowing that the prices go back for 2, I give them the cheaper price.
And then you make a point to let the customers know that they say. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you do like they do with A&P where it says this is what your order should be, but because of the savings, this is what you save? You save $2.95 on this order because you were able to find items for.
When I print my invoices, I just tell them. Like one customer ordered a new reversalist cream, and I told her I saved her $10.
Wow.
So I tell them when I deliver the items. I'm like, oh, I was able to save you 77 cents.
Wow, that's... Well,
77,
that's,
yes. So I save
well, you know,
my customers
you appreciate
money.
That. Yeah, it's like...
They
like it's found money. Yeah.
I do that. That's what I do. And I'm a big party person also. I should be careful how I say that. I do a lot of parties in my house to show how much I appreciate my customers, because if it wasn't for our customers, we wouldn't have an Avon business.
So what do you mean you have a party in your house?
In February, how
often do you do that?
Right. Not often. I do it in the fall and in February. In February, I did a wash away the winter blues spa party and chocolate party.
Oh.
So I had, I invited maybe 14 people, 8 came, and they were able to try all the footwork products, soaking their feet in aluminum trays, and I made, again, I had a chocolate fondue station, and everybody got a goodie bag with two full-size footwork items. They were, remember, there was a special in the What's New book, they were like 99 cents.
Uh-huh.
So I took advantage of ordering them, and everybody got a chocolate lip balm that I was able to get for 47 cents.
So for $1.47, they walked away with a nice little gift.
Nice gift. Value what? Value at like 12, probably value at $12.
Wow. That is absolutely amazing. And you called it a winter blues. Chocolate.
Right, wash away the winter blues spa and chocolate party.
That is an excellent idea.
And
I love it.
Then every fall I do an open house party for easy holiday shopping, and I have my house set up for 1 week with tables to galore.
So how many tables you set up in your house?
In my house, like 3.
Yeah. You set up 3 tables.
3 tables for the whole week.
And this is during what time period do you do this?
November for the holiday time.
For the holiday. So you have
November.
Like a you do an open house so they can come in and
open
they
open house. And each year it's a different theme. Last year was make your own bundle party.
Now explain that. I love that. Make your own bundle. How do you explain that to me?
We have amazing savings here, but if you go get those, even Avon, you can order those plastic, like, travel bags with the drawstrings. Well, I found an amazing savings, like 69 cents.
Uh-huh.
And then you buy the different colors of those filler, those basket filler.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I had a table with aluminum trays. So people were, I asked them, how much would you like to spend? And then you had a denomination to work with. Then they picked their filler and their bag, and they were able to fill up the bag with the items right then and there, make your own bundles.
And so they could take that little bundle, so they make their money was $5 or $10. They make the little bundle, and that could be a little gift, whether it's a gift or a grab bag gift or whatever.
Yes.
Excellent.
Yes, exactly.
Excellent.
And this year, to get rid of some inventory, I made the theme mystery grab bag. So I had items in one of the Avon bags, and I just wrote the category, like baby bath or men's body bath, and that was the mystery grab bag for this year.
And then, how with the mystery grab bag? Because we all have inventory where we want to turn over. So how did you price it? Were they all like in the same price range, like $10 or $20?
No, all different. I looked in the current brochure. And I said, okay, you know, if it's a sale, you know, this, so let's say footworks that I believe they were discontinuing, green tea it was, so we were like, oh, just $5 or 3 watches, maybe I said $15.
Wow.
To get rid of the stuff, it's cheap. So it was all different prices. Like, there were still, I had some Hannah Montana lip balms, and it just made a cheap price.
Wow, that sounds like not only fun, but it's a great shopping opportunity. Wow.
Yeah.
So what other kind of things you do?
What other kinds of things? Oh, you're probably going to like this. I haven't done this recently, but it's good for the winter. I buy tea bags, and I put each tea bag in a little Ziploc baggie, and I take a Sharpie, and I write and relax and enjoy a cup of tea on me, and I staple it to the brochure. So the premise is that you give someone a brochure, and then they go home, and they relax looking at the brochure with a cup of tea.
I love this.
And they're like, oh, my goodness. So I've done that. Yes. And samples. I'm big on samples. If I do not have the sample the customer is interested in, I say, don't worry, I'll order it especially for her.
Okay.
So I do that.
So you must have very, very loyal customers who have been with you for years and years.
I do. I really do. They always say to me how loyal I am, how loyal they are to me. It's true.
Oh, wow.
I love them.
Oh, that's so nice.
I walk around. I have the best customers, I say. I'm very lucky. I love what I do, and I think it shows, and my customers know how much I enjoy doing what I do.
How long does it take you to plan something, like plan like a party? Like you said, you had this spring winter thing. How long does it take you to plan stuff like that?
Oh, to clean the house or with
Aon? No. This is kind of the idea.
How long? Usually, like a month or two. I have a graphic designer who helps me with my business, so she's the one I. Basically, once I decide on a date, I give her the information, and then she prints the invitations for me. So I would say like a good 2 months planning.
Wow. Okay, so you plan for two months, and how often? You basically have three events a year. You have the winter right before the holidays. You have something in the spring, you said, and then you have an open house.
Well, I do two parties in my house, but this spring actually is busy because I also try and do events also.
What do you mean by events?
April 22nd, I'm doing a yard sale. I'm having a table, Avon table, for my son's school.
Oh, you're vending, yes.
Right, mm-hmm. And then April 16th, first time I'm doing a table at my a nursing home.
Okay, yeah.
So I also do a lot of that when the opportunity comes up.
Okay.
So I'm always trying to do more.
Do more and to get more customers. You know, people are usually very consistent. So I imagine the way you treat your customers is also the same way you treat your downline.
Yes, I'm always there. I'm always trying to, you know, give advice and help. It's just the way I am.
Yeah, and people are generally very consistent. So they know they the one way, you know, in one fashion, they'll be the same way in another fashion.
Right. I feel you have to be consistent with everything in this business. Just like I said earlier, like always placing an order on time and not missing it. Even last summer, my order was due and I was in California. I placed my order while I was in California.
Yeah, thank God with internet and people in place. Well, I placed my order on my cell phone while in the supermarket because I knew I wasn't going to make it home in time.
It's very important to always place an order because, Pete, there are so many reps around. It's very easy for people to find another rep. That's why my philosophy is you have to be unique. So, like, giving the gifts, giving the chocolates, it makes you a special rep, and they appreciate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. What you said, that, you know, you have to be unique because you're competing, you know, and we're all competing for pretty much the same market, same people. And what makes you stand out is your uniqueness in doing and going the extra mile for your customer.
It's worth it. I really believe it's worth it to do a little extra. It does come back to you.
Well, with that, Michelle, thank you so much for agreeing to be on the radio show. You were
you
were a wealth of information, and you know, I would like to have you on the show again in the future. Maybe right before one of the holidays, so this way we can get some ideas from you.
Anytime.
Thank you so much.
Have a good evening.
Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, so that ends our radio show for this evening. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll be back next week. I just want to remind you that our speaker next week will be Patricia T. Warner, and she is going to be speaking about, you know, taking our business to the next level. And in addition to that, she is giving us a free workshop at the Riverfront Library in Yonkers. That's at 1 Larkin Plaza. And that time will be from 6:30 to 8, and it is free. So tell your dial line, tell your friends. They don't even have to be an Avon. Just bring bodies to the meeting. It's going to be a wealth of information. But until then, we will now announce it again next Monday. Until then, have a fantastic week. Try to put some of those practices that Michelle has just given us today in effect. So until then, everyone, have a great success, and God bless.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.